Yoga is one of the most ancient secrets of life, handed down across generations to help us overcome stress, anxiety, and depression, and eventually lead a serene and peaceful life.
Once upon a time, there was a lovely princess. Her name was Justine. Justine lived in a faraway land, way beyond the East Coast, and far away from the Red States.
Mr. Stevenson, the man said, giving his hand a firm shake. Detective Chase is sad. We're sorry to bother you at this hour. Stevenson nodded. The detective's pale blue open-neck shirt and sharp navy suit, and the manner in which he wore them, hinted at an affluent upbringing. Add the day's worth of stubble over olive skin, and the guy looked more like a model in a Saks Fifth Avenue catalog than a New York City detective.
The Sawa Bashoe de Shahol. I knew my destiny when I was 8 years old. My name is Jiang Guoxiang, and I am an artist. My father, a successful businessman, wanted me to be a doctor or attorney. He did not understand my love for art.
Assuming you've been skilled, talented, and or lucky enough to entice the potential reader this far, you now have to, as succinctly and emotively as possible, expand on the promise of your title and cover. This is your last chance to morph that surfer into a reader.
Once upon a time, there lived a tortoise and a hare. The hare, who was very fast, always teased the slow tortoise. Ha ha ha! Even a snail is faster than you, he said. The tortoise did not like that teasing one bit. Finally, he decided to do something about it.
The Black Stone. Is it possible that the mysterious artifact mentioned in the notes of Albert Wilmoth can be found here, in this Vermont township?
When the last of the snow behind the woodpile melts, and the sun gets stuck on the mountaintops at bedtime, I pack my bag and wait for Dampa and Grandma.